Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kamath Hotels India Limited Q3 FY24 earnings call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Joining us on the call today are Mr. Vishal Kamath, Executive Director, Ms. Smita Nanda, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Nikhil Singh, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Kamath, Executive Director of Kamath Hotels India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Namaskar, everyone. I'm very delighted to have you all on our third quarter and nine-month FY24 earnings call. This is the second call that we are doing, and I'm very glad with the kind of interest that we have received. I would like to generally update about what's been happening. One is basically that the quarter has gone well, and it continues to do well, as we can see in the coming times. We have done some very interesting things, one of them being a JDA, which is a joint development between two parties at our Puri hotel. Till this time, due to Corona and because of Cyclone Fani and then Corona, we were unable to fully take the advantage of the property that we have at Shri Jagannath Puri Ji near the temple. But now we have entered into a JDA, which will be basically to make a beautiful heritage five-star luxury hotel, and currently having 120 keys, but it might be a little more also based on certain final finalities. But it will be more only, not less than 120. And the best part is it is in continuing with our ethos of being without taking debt. So there's an infusion by an investor of equity into the company to do the JDA, and subsequent details I'll share later on. I'm also very happy to share that this is the first quarter of fully having brand Era, which is now in Mumbai, Bhubaneswar, Nashik, and Sambhajinagar, and soon opening in Noida, Ayodhya, and other places. And the company has seen a significant boost in ARR, which I will again further highlight on with this new brand. With that, we're also very pleased that we have opened our first hotel of Kamath Hotels India Limited in a long time in Jamnagar, the Orchid Jamnagar. And we are also very pleased to be associated and a very key associate of the big event that is coming in Jamnagar, that is the wedding that is to take place. And that's how that's a very prestigious moment for us. So the Orchid Jamnagar, along with that, we opened the Sambhajinagar. So that's also something we will take up ahead. With that, our other things are on target. I will take it now to Smita Ji, our CFO madam, who recently got a very nice article, which I think we can also share subsequently, as one of India's leading women CFOs, top 10, if I mistake not. So we are very proud that the ethos of my grandfather and father to have such able members, regardless of their background and anything else, on pure caliber, and I think Smita ma'am has been instrumental in the way that Kamath Hotels in the last one has turned around. So I hand it over to you, Smita Ji.
Thank you, Vishal sir, and namaskar, everyone. First of all, I would like to thank all my investor shareholders for supporting us in Aarthik and thin times. Secondly, on the financial part, we just wanted to inform you that as we have committed we have reduced our debt from 298 crore to 172.5 crores by selling of our one of the hotels, and again we have leased back the same hotel. On the basis of that, we are on the keys are same. EBITDA is affected, but we are very much sure and confident that in going further, we will maintain the same EBITDA on Q4 basis as well as year-on-year basis. On consolidated basis, the revenue of Q3 FY24 were up by 3% year-on-year and stood at 86 crore. This was to the improvement in ARR or annual room revenue across all our properties. EBITDA stood at 26 crore, down by 22% year-on-year basis, largely due to 3-4 major items. One is the revision salary, additional hiring employees for new property, that is Jamnagar, Sambhajinagar, Noida, Ayodhya. Along with that, we have increased, due to this increase in lease rental also for 5 properties, that is Jamnagar, Sambhajinagar, just now I mentioned about the Era Mumbai, which we sold and leased back also, Shimla and Manali. Along with the operational expenses towards Era Nashik, we have upgraded fully this property. PAT was up by 50% year-on-year basis, Q3, FY24, standing at 42 crores due to exceptional income earned out of sale of Era Mumbai. On the 9-month basis, revenue stood at 220 crores, up by 2% year-on-year basis. EBITDA was down by 17% year-on-year basis because of the infusion of new properties as well as new employees. And it is standing at rupees 68 crores, while EBITDA margin was at 31%. PAT stood 43 crores. With this, we can now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchstone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, thank you for this opportunity. So I would just like to start off with the top line and bottom line first of all. So the performance in terms of top line has been very poor, I mean, here on the EN basis. So if you look at our competitors, for example, like Charlotte Hotels, their top line grew by about 50%. While ours has just grown about 3%. So, I mean, there is not any significant growth
okay,
there.
Sir, your audio is not clear. Can you repeat the
question? No, we can hear him. We can hear him. I got his question. Please let him continue.
And in terms of bottom line as well, if we look at the profit before tax, excluding the one-time exceptional item, it has fallen by more than 100%. So, I mean, I would just like to understand the opinion of the management on this.
Okay. I didn't get actually what fell 100%. Can you please tell again which is that line which you are claiming is fallen 100%?
Profit before tax, excluding the exceptional item.
Okay. Asmita, wo nikal ye. Tab tak I'll answer this first question, which is a valid question. Your question is very valid that there is no growth, but it is also that we have always claimed as a company that this year the performance will be flat. If I have to compare myself to anybody else, it will be prudent to compare myself next year. The reason being that next year is the actual year when whatever efforts we have taken this year will start maturing. For example, the new hotel Jamnagar, Orchid Hotel Jamnagar, has opened on 1st of December. So it will take time for the business to increase there. The new hotel of ours, which is Sambhaji Nagar, the Era by Orchid Sambhaji Nagar, has just opened on 15th of December. And hence, it will take time for that revenue to come in. Similarly, the new hotel Era by Orchid Nashik which earlier I will share with you, for example, Era has done touchwood exceedingly well. Era ARRs have shot up considerably. For example, in Nashik, we were getting earlier in our same hotel 2100 rupees, 2000 to 2200 rupees ARR. That has shot up to 3600 to 4000 rupees on an average minimum. And on a quarterly basis, it's come to 3700. Same way, in the case of Era Mumbai, our Era Mumbai has gone up by 16% I'll give you the exact distinguished take on that ARR, please. And also in the case of Sambhaji Nagar, a brand new hotel, Era Mumbai, we are getting an ADR of 4,700. So Era is a brand which has picked up, and again, as new hotels will add, touchwood, thanks to Ayodhya with the Era by Orchid opening in February, that also revenue will come. But again, its benefit will not come in the quarter of four. Its benefit will start coming fully in the quarter of one of next year's financial again. So as you have said rightly, because we were a stagnant company till last year, okay, we were more concerned about cleaning up our balance sheet, coming out of financial problems, which touchwood today, Smitaji has just now explained. From a company where we were in real challenges, today we have come to a point where our EBITDA to our debt ratio is 1:1.3. So if that is the kind of situation we have come to, and with all these efforts which we are taking, the Orchid Dehradun, the Orchid Chandigarh, the Orchid, so many which are there in our list and presentation, which I'll take up ahead. So you will find our top line growing. We have always given the same guidance, which I will stick to, is that this year will be flat and flattish with a minimal growth in terms of our top line. And yes, the EBITDA which has fallen due to various reasons. So that I'll share it again. One is basically that things which were earlier interest has now become a lease rental. So today, if today my EBITDA would have been better by around 4 CR, if my lease rental of Era by Orchid Mumbai would not have come as per Ind AS in my rental, and would have gone in my interest paid to my lender. But what have we done? Instead of that, we have saved 6 crore rupees worth of interest, and hence we are only paying 4 crore rupees worth of lease rental. So that's why my EBITDA may have gone down, but my overall cash flow and this thing is improved. Same way, if I look at other rentals which have come into play, those will, like Sambhaji Nagar, like Jam Nagar, their rentals also are there. So it's a gestation period, and in a hotel, initial few months are always there. So we will get more than our fair share of return once these properties are full on steam, like what we have seen right now. Similarly, our many things we have done, repairs and maintenance, which are, by the way, not after the profit, but before the EBITDA. So that also has already been captured. We take all that and take it in our... So what you actually see as EBITDA is liquid cash. It is not an accounting thing. It is liquid cash. So all our expenses of repairs to building and whatever we've done, that also has been gone there. And then there are other things also, like our whatever to expand. You have to pay commissions to expand. You have to pay various fees. So we have all those expenses also which are part and helped or not helped, but have affected our EBITDA. And that is but natural. And like we have given a guidance, based on that guidance only it is. So whatever we have said, it is that. If that is flattish, it's because we have said it's flattish. So I hope that answers your question, sir.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the initiatives that you have taken. But in the previous discussion, I mean, we had discussed an EBITDA of about 100 CR in FY24.
Yes, you will come 100 CR. I'm still standing by it. The year is not over. The year is not over, sir, and we have 3 months or other 2 months left. It is not fair of me to speak about this quarter, but I'm sticking to what I said of 100 crore EBITDA. We have given that guidance.
To achieve 100 crores. To achieve that 100 crore of EBITDA, we would need to achieve about 32 to 35 crore EBITDA in the last quarter.
Sir, in fairness to others also, I have answered your question that we will achieve. How we will achieve is my problem. You can question me in the next quarter. But I am telling you that 100 I will achieve. And I have answered your question.
Great, sir. And the last question, can we please discuss the other expenses? I mean, what components go in that? Because they have increased from around 26 year to 31 year, and also the finance cost, other expenses and the finance cost, because as per the previous discussion, we were expecting about 6 year interest cost in quarterly going on from Q3 onwards. So can you please discuss these two components?
Yes, sir. So basically, sir, the finance cost is based on basically the deal of ours transaction happening in October. So because of that, it is not come down fully. Ideally, if it would have happened for the full quarter, I would have got the benefit of the finance cost for the full quarter. But unfortunately, or whatever it happened in the month of October end-ish. So because of that, the finance cost has to be calculated based on 1 month full being paid on 300 crore as compared to one now for 172 crore. And that is why you find that mismatch, but it is as per accounting.
All right, sir. And should we expect this to go down to 6 crore Q4 onwards?
It will be based on now, sir, 172.5 crore. Our interest outgo for this quarter coming will be based on a complete quarter getting the benefit of 172.5 crore as our debt.
And sir, what would be, I mean, the should we expect the other expenses to continue in this range, or should, I mean, was this quarter a bit higher on that front?
Sir, the thing is that many expenses which have happened recently in the last quarter are based on basically just as we have had an extraordinary profit because of the extraordinary event that has happened. So there is no further sale of any asset or anything on play. So we will not have any expenses related like that in relation to these things. So whatever we find the higher EBITDA down, it will not be there in the subsequent. It will be based on normal business working. So we will not find that any extraordinary expenses coming around or anything like that.
All right, sir. Go ahead. That's all from my side. I will come back in with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Namaskar.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, limit your questions to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we will request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Runit Kapoor from Systematix Shares. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So first of all, congratulations on the Madhapur Palace expansion. So I wanted to know, like, post the expansion, like, what would be your stake in the new hotel?
Our stake will be, sir, 51%.
51%. And so it'll be accounted as a JV, like, converted, like, you'll convert this subsidiary into a JV?
Correct, sir.
Okay. And in a recent article where it is mentioned, like, regarding Ayodhya, you have plans to expand to three hotels. So is it an initial planning stage or, like, an advanced stage regarding that?
It is one is in very much advanced stage. Two are in mid stage.
Okay.
But one is in a very much advanced stage where we are very hopeful that if that happens, because as you must have all read, people expected that 90,000, 80 to 90,000 people will come per day. Unfortunately and fortunately, that 5 lakh people are coming a day. I say unfortunately because the infrastructure is not able to cope with the demand. So whatever we bring and whatever we come in the next 3 to 5 years is all under capacity. That is why I say unfortunate, because so many devotees want to come. People are willing to pay very handsomely, but they are not able to get the facility. So that's why I say unfortunate. I wish that the nation was more prepared to see this fantastic this thing. Even my own family is upset that they have not been able to go because the hotel is not ready. So I feel the point.
Okay, and the other question was...
Sir, if you don't mind, sir, let's give, three have we have done, let's give someone else a chance. We'll come back, sir.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Shubham Rane from Green Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Namaskar, yes, sir.
Yeah, namaskar, sir. Very good evening. I'm Shubham from Green Portfolio.
Okay.
So first question is regarding leases. in the last one call, management discussed that our company predominantly operates in lease business model. So I just wanted to understand that the
Shubham sir, you are not audible.
Is it okay?
There is echo. Sir, your voice is echoing.
Okay. Just a minute. Is it okay now? Hello?
Yes.
Am I audible, sir? Is the voice?
No, sir, still not. Can you disconnect and rejoin again, please, sir?
Yeah, okay. Just a minute.
The next question is from the line of Amay from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. On these two or three more hotels in Ayodhya, can you throw some light as to how big these hotels will be and what are the ARRs that you are targeting?
So, sir, this is a 50-room hotel in Ayodhya. It's a lease model, and we expect this to do anywhere between 7,000 to 10,000 is the thing, though I don't think we'll be doing well, it will be based, and we are basically, since it's a new hotel, we need to see the Saturday, Sunday, the weekend business. But we assume this to be doing anywhere between 7,000 to 10,000 in a comfortable range. We don't believe as Kamath Group to take over advantage, even if we are, because we should be able to get happy customer and repeat customer. And a lot of our customers are basically groups, like various travel agents, large travel agents, who we do tie up with across India. So we would not like to, so we like to, while get our premium, we would not like to create a situation which leaves a bad taste. So keeping the market in mind and keeping our equation as a whole in mind, we will make sure that while we make money also, it's fair on the overall scenario. So that's why I would say 7 to 10, maybe it might go up also, but that depends.
And sir, two more hotels you talked about, which are in the next step. So any color on how big these hotels will be?
I'm sorry, sir, you want me to speak about the various hotels?
No, the other two hotels in Ayodhya that Mr. Vitthal Kamath spoke about in the interview.
Yes, sir.
In Ayodhya.
Correct. Sir, we have not formally signed with them. Okay, so once we formally sign with them, it would be more prudent on me to speak on that. It is, one is at the verge, but again, at the verge is not done till it is done. So till it is not an agreement, it would not be correct on me to comment on that in more detail.
Sure. So these all will be leased hotels, right?
Leased. Sir, we, as a group, we have been focusing on lease itself, and lease has been the main thing, because even if you see in this JV, we did not look at deploying any more liability on the company. It's a win-win perspective. There are a few more opportunities like this, because many people want our management, many people want our experience, but we are very clear that we would not like to participate with any loans or any borrowings. And people are willing to actually. In fact, you will hear of more such JVs happening in the future, where our sweat equity, our brand equity is leveraged rather than money, because there are others who have money, but they don't have the product, they don't have the right partner, or maybe they find us as the right partner. So more such will come in the future, sir.
Sure, sir. Just two more questions. One is on the Mahogany Palace Hotel.
Amay, can you please join the queue for further questions?
Sure.
Yeah. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Agarwal from Niveshaay Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, starting from the hospitality industry itself, right now, sir, everyone in the industry is, like, trying to add their room capacity, either by adding additional suites in the same hotel or by constructing new hotels in order to cater to the demand that they are foreseeing. So don't you think in coming two to three years, there would be excess supply of rooms? So can you give some color on how would be the demand and supply growth, like, in coming two to three years going ahead from now?
That's a very good question, and it's a very pertinent question, especially for a multi-state company like ours. a challenge in certain markets where too many people are putting up a lot of property, not by doing a proper study, but by going on the basis of the feel in Corona. At that time when there was no work from, when there was work from home, school from home, everything from home, a lot of resorts and leisure destinations especially had a superlative boom. Given the best example is even within a city like Mumbai, at that time due to Corona, the IPL was only between Mumbai and Pune. And because the Orchid Hotel Mumbai, Hirabai Orchid Mumbai and Orchid Hotel Pune, all three are situated and we have almost 1,000 rooms between them, 900 rooms between us and them, we benefited greatly. But now IPL again this year was all over India, and again this year it will be all over India. So we will benefit limitedly, we will benefit reasonably. Same way in different markets, you have, we are very careful, where are we entering? Leisure markets, we are not bullish on. We are looking at every opportunity. Today, if I keep getting calls for, say, like a Jim Corbett, I will basically only take a property opportunity where my company does not have to overextend itself. We may not even go for a lease. We may go for a management. So every unit we are taking, we are assessing the local market. We could have grown much faster than we are growing, but we are not interested in a wanton expansion. We are interested in a qualitative expansion that adds to our bottom line. It may be patiently adding to our bottom line, as rightly pointed out by our colleague before, who asked a question that your bottom line, top line hasn't grown. That's because this year's seeds we have planted will give us fruits next year. So same way, we will grow, but we will grow with EBITDA in mind. We will grow with qualitative experiences in mind. We don't want to, like some of the hotel companies have done exceedingly well in adding number of rooms, but their qualitative index is something that they as a management need to see, is not as well. We are very happy in basically us having as Kamath's quality and at the same time profitability. Both I want. I don't want only one or the other. So that's why we will grow with our limited manner in whatever we are doing, but we will make sure that our shareholders and our customers are very importantly happy. So that's how basically you are right that there could be. But then there are some markets like Mumbai, Delhi, Bangalore, some markets where there will be, no matter how many rooms come, there will not be that much of an issue because those markets are booming that way. Those markets have an innate demand in themselves. Just as today in Mumbai, some large hotel players have started some very large hotels, but they haven't moved the needle for anybody. In fact, their needle has gone up, I assume. So why? Because Mumbai as a city has that kind of appeal and has that kind of demand, and that's why we are again very careful. Dehradun, why did we take Dehradun? Because Dehradun is the city of the present, not even the future. As a state capital, the government is taking lots of efforts over there also. Jamnagar, being having Reliance, having Naira, having HPCL, having the, it is on the single road that goes to Dwarka, that goes to Somnath, from there you can go. So basically there's a strategic value, not just a, you know, we're getting this opportunity, so let's take it. So whatever we have taken is taken with a thought that what is our future outlook of the next 10 years rather than a short term, let's just add rooms. So we haven't, we could have, since especially since we are giving lease, we could have signed up 50 lease, 25 lease. The company doesn't have a shortage of funds, but the company is very prudent with its funds to see which is the hotel, how is it going to add value. Why did we take Orchid Toyam as a management and not a lease? Because we did find great potential in Orchid Toyam, which is going to come up at Pune in the next few months. It's a luxury property, 21 room, all villa, which we are looking at an ARR of anywhere between 15 to 20,000. But why did we not go for lease? Because while there's great opportunity, it is too small for the company to really justify a good ROI. So we told the owner, if you really want us as Orchid brand, will you consider a management contract? We offered the owner, and the owner was more than happy to take a management as compared to going for, away from our normal trend of lease, because we wanted to capture the opportunity. But we know, based on our company overheads, based on our company's overall, 21 rooms is not viable for us. So that's why we took a management call. So this, I hope, answers your question of what is the future outlook. Everyone needs to see case to case, and what is our outlook on that. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for this insightful information, sir. And the second question would be, sir, like what kind of EBITDA margin guidance will you expect, sir, in coming, say, like financial year 26 or 27, sir? Like what would be your guidance on that, sir?
This year, we have, based on whatever guidance we gave last quarter, that we will achieve our 100 crore EBITDA, we will achieve that target on a consolidated basis. We may exceed that also, but let's just stick to 100.
I agree, sir. Like, I'm asking for the financial year 26 or 27. Like, what kind of EBITDA margins we can expect, sir? Like, if it is in the 30s only or like...
I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. Beech mein thoda fumble hota hai. We expect to do an EBITDA of next financial year. I think we have given a broad guidance of around 35% of our top line, which we estimate to be around 400 CR. Based on that, you can calculate at around 140.
Okay. It will be for financial year 25. And like, sir, for financial year 26 or 27, any broad range that you can give, sir?
You mean to say next to next year?
Yeah.
Next to next year, sir, I don't have anything with me right now. One second. I don't have it. I'll not give you some bogus numbers. If we have it written down only, I will tell you. I know that next year we have a target of around 400 top line. That's why based on that, as a 30-35%, it comes to around 120 to 140K range. That's why I could give you that fair answer. Let me get back and maybe at this coming quarter end, I can share, Smita. We will take out that and we will...
Sure.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, sir. Like, one more question related to that, sir. Like, going forward...
Sir, can you rejoin the queue?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Dhruvesh Sanghvi from Prospero Tree. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes. Namaskar, sir.
Yes. Namaskar, Vishalji. Sabse pehle to, you know, it has been a super turnaround. So congratulations to you and the entire team. And secondly, you know, more than the near-term numbers, what should be the strategy of the company now, in the sense that now you are completely free after a decade in your mind. You were always very aggressive in the past. And now you have been saying that, you know, you will not be stupidly aggressive, but be very careful for the deploying of the funds. But with the kind of tailwinds and jo overall bullishness hai India mein, wo perspective se, what are your thoughts ki agle 3-4 saalon mein hum number of rooms, number of hotels pe kaha pahunche honge?
Sir, thank you. I really appreciate this turnaround would not have happened if it wasn't for our team. As I mentioned before the start also, Smita ji jaise jin jo log hai bahut, matlab I tell you, I had easy. People like Smita ji have taken it really and burnt the midnight oil is an understatement. And apart from that, I also am grateful to all my past bankers, whether they were from ARC, whether they were from the banking, because unka bhi humko corona ke time pe bahut support tha. Sometimes, sir, my father always used to tell one dialogue when our family problem was on. He used to say that, you know, one of my uncles who did nothing for him. So I asked my father, I said, Papa, ye uncle ne to kuch nahi kiya. Bola, kabhi kabhi koi kuch karta nahi na, uska sabse jyada support chahiye. Because you don't sometimes want somebody breathing down your neck. And that's basically what our bankers did. They supported us by being patient. And we were able to finish the corona storm. And after that, I'm grateful to our existing lenders who came together and did it. So it's a really a big group effort. And then people like you, many of who are on call, and I do know some people personally because I can see the names. It's your patience over the last many, you know, more than decade that you all have observed us. Saying all that, you are right that aggression is part of Kamath. We are known for our gung-ho giri. But at the same time, the lessons of the past are very, very important. We are definitely growing, as you can see, but we are not just because we are sitting with a good cash flow and EBITDA. We are not just signing up anywhere and everywhere. We are very, very particular what we are taking, and we will grow. And the main target also, side by side, you would notice, is that we are sticking to our commitment, which we have said from all this time, to come net positive and working towards reducing our loans even further while growing. So this 172 figure, it will come further down over a period of time. We will be using our cash flows very judiciously. And the main reason for that, actually, to be very frank, sir, is because it is better for us to today grow slowly, nicely, conservatively and keep money in hand so that when the right time some opportunities come, that time we are ready to take those opportunities. There's no reason for us today in this very bullish market to load our balance sheet when we, and rather than that is, you know, keep our balance sheet light, keep cash in hand also, because there are opportunities which are going to come. Not all hospitality players on the surface, everyone looks great, but deep down, even now, not all hospitality players are still very good. And just because now the next 2-3 years look bullish or the next 5 years look bullish doesn't mean that I will not get my turn to grow exponentially at the right time. So it is better that we be prudent in our approach today. And in terms of growth, definitely, sir, you can see that we are talking about 33% growth next year as of now. We might even exceed that if we get more sign-ups, which obviously we are doing. So in terms of number of rooms, number of keys, definitely today we are at approximately 2,000. Over the next 5 years, in the same manner in which we are growing, we should do, you know, 4,000, 5,000 keys. But that, like I said, number game is not the key. A qualitative number game is definitely the key.
Fair enough. Thank you, and best of luck ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hello, if I may, one more. Sorry. Hello, can I?
Yes, please. Your second question.
Yeah. So just one. This one thought was there because I've been, I think I heard your brother and father talking about the other Kamath Group areas. Would you like to just clarify, like, how big is the Kamath Hotel restaurant business? And I know it has no connection to this, but I'm just thinking from an angle that, you know, you have such good experience in running food chains also. So, like, just to understand the size that you have achieved in that area, maybe in terms of revenues or something, a ballpark, and how are the skill set beneficial to this hotels business where you can use the food business learnings and improve here? Because a lot of people find it difficult to run good restaurants within hotels.
So firstly, I'd like to clarify that my father did not speak with my brother. My father would have spoken as chairman and managing director of Kamath Hotels and Ninja Limited, which has nothing to do with any other family member. I'll just complete, sir.
I was not talking I think we heard it audible. I was saying that on the YouTube there are a couple of videos of your father and a couple of videos of your brother. So I was just trying and I just was searching about Kamath and I landed up there.
Okay.
I was coming from that reference.
Sir, mera bhi video dekhte ko acha
hota. Sir, aapka bhi dekha hai, lekin aapko mil liya hai. So, I'm so sorry. I did not say that.
Joke apart, Dr. Kamath would have obviously spoken about restauranteering because at heart, as Kamath, we are hardcore restauranteers. Very nicely, correctly put by you that many hoteliers don't bother much about their restaurant because the margin per se is more in the rooms. But we believe, just like some other famous chains are there who are known for their food and then automatically people go and stay with them, we believe that if we give a great experience overall, then you will enjoy overall. So, aap function karte ho, aapki beti ki shaadi hai, aapke ghar mein function hai, aapko badhiya khana, then automatically you take my rooms also. So, food is very critical, we believe. But then there are other chains who don't, they have their own idea on the rooms, which is fine for them. Everybody, sir, has their own business model. We are basically, I as executive director of Kamath Hotels India Limited has only one job of this hotel company. I am only and only focused, as is my father as chairman, focused on our whatever comes within the Kamath Hotel purview. So I do not know because I have not invested even 1 minute in any other of our other family related business because they have nothing to do with me. I am only responsible for this and I will be able to answer. But in your general perspective of F&B, we are Touchwood doing very well. We are doing exceedingly well in our banqueting at the Orchid Pune. We are doing exceedingly well in Orchid Mumbai. This last month we did a record sale. I will not mention the figure, but I can tell you that we did a record sale in banquets in the Orchid Mumbai, which has been the highest ever. Considering that the Orchid Mumbai is having only maximum capacity of 600 to 800 people, which is today in Mumbai a very small capacity, but we have 14 halls, all small and big combined, but they are not a very large capacity, and yet we did a record sale, so we had a very nice celebration with our team. So F&B is very important and it continues to remain important to us. The Orchid Jamnagar can do 3,000 people, 2 to 3,000 people ka event. That is basically why we are going to, we are, you know, we've taken that. So same way, many of our other places, wherever we have, you know, we are focused on F&B as a group. So it helps, it does affect your EBITDA, by the way. If you are an all-room hotel, you technically can have a much higher EBITDA. But we are here for a holistic guest fulfillment of need and experience. So that's why we keep the focus on the F&B.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Vivek Gautam from GS Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Basically, just wanted to know when the entire sector is booming and every company is coming out with great set of numbers in the hotel sector, why our growth has been so poor and how has been the occupancy rate and what are the plans for us to improve it? And Kamath has gone through some very bad times in the past and what has been the key learnings of it and how are we planning to cope up with it, sir?
Sir, I have already answered this question without repeating too much about it. We did. We have always communicated this year will be flat. So whatever is our numbers is what we have already communicated. We have never said this year we will do great bonanza of growth because we have been very honest and transparent in our guidance. So we have said we'll be flat and we'll be flat only. This year we will be flat. Next quarter also, to tell you in advance, we will be having a very marginal growth. It will not be an extraordinary growth. Not in sync with probably what you are expecting from us, which you should expect, but next year, not this year. So if I have to tell you in terms of growth, we have done fair amount of growth in this tough market of Mumbai also, where there's a heavy competition. Yet we have had a significant growth of 8% in our ARR in Mumbai, in our Orchid Mumbai. We've had a 14% growth in ARR year-on-year in Irabai Orchid, and on a quarter-on-quarter we've had a 20% growth in ARR. And if I have to compare on a 9-month basis, we've had a 17% growth in ARR after converting it from its previous brand to Irabai Orchid Mumbai. So on a holistic basis, in fact, if you see, if I share with you, I'm very happy to say that we have a 14% average ARR growth across the group. And that's what I said. We are very much focused on qualitative customers because of what's the why you need firstly to explain you why we are after higher ARR. Higher ARR is not just because of higher revenue. It's also because higher ARR leads to a different kind of spending of a clientele. If you are having a higher ARR customer, he is more dispensed towards spending in your other outlets. A lower ARR customer tends to bring his own F&B. A higher spending ARR customer tends to use your own hotel ka F&B. That is basically why hotels aspire for a better ARR or average room rate, because the indirect benefits of that customer's mindset are more than a lower ADR customer. And this is a fact. This is the main point that why we aspire for a higher ARR. It is the same reason why we do not allow online travel agents to coupon buy the hotel for couponing, because of exactly this reason. When a lower ARR comes in because the customer pays low, though the hotel may be getting his higher rates from the online agency, that customer comes and complains, aapka chai mehenga hai, aapka khana mehenga hai, aapka hotel sahi nahi hai. But that's because he's used to spending lower. And when he comes to a higher category hotel, he does not have the ability of his mindset to spend in your other ancillaries. So this higher ARR has actually helped transcend into the improved F&B services, or rather say improved F&B revenue. So that is basically what we have seen in and what we have been focusing on. So we have, as I said, sir, continued to do as per our guidance. Thank you.
Sir, what is this ED issue? And there was mentioned in the note to the account, the ED issue, you have submitted some amount is pending, and the write-off to your Pune hotel subsidiary?
No, sir, nothing to do with Pune or anything. I think you are mixing up the points. Let me clarify for you, sir. The ED issue has nothing to do with Pune. It is based on basically 2012, when we were in financial strain. Obviously, we were trying to sell many hotels. At that particular time, one of the persons came to us in 2013 and said, I will like to purchase your hotel. That time, at approximately 35 crore, a transaction was struck but that person had to give a deposit, which was a deposit which would be non-refundable if he backs out. And based on that, he gave a 3 crore deposit. There were many things which happened in the middle. I will shortcut that. And eventually that person did not show up to consummate this transaction. So when we did not come to consummate this transaction in 2014, as per accounting standards, we have taken it in our balance sheet also. And that's how this 3 crore was forfeited. Though the company got 3 crore, the company did not benefit because the company wanted to sell this asset and pay off the loan which it was having against it. But unfortunately, because of that, it did not happen and went NPA. Cut to 2000 and now recent times when this ED investigation was on, that we subsequently learned why this gentleman disappeared was because he was part of a chit fund company. And this chit fund company basically was cracked down on. Obviously, this man went incommunicado and other things, and that's how basically the ED said that because firstly the ED investigated us and they thought that we are also an accomplice or a hand in glove, but their investigations proved that we are not an accomplice, and that is why we were never charge sheeted. The company, I'm very happy to tell you, we are not charge sheeted, we are not an accused. We are just one of the people mentioned in their transactional list. And in that transactional list, it is said that this 3 crore rupees, which was an advance given to us, should be returned because the deal was not consummated. We and our legal opinion was very clear that ours was a legitimate transaction. You have investigated us in full detail and found that it is a legitimate transaction. And based on that, this is, not, as the proceeds of crime is always basically, if there's some quid pro quo, but if it's a genuine legitimate transaction, then it is not a proceeds of crime. There are enough rulings on this. And unfortunately, in the case of ED, obviously the tribunal always first favors that, and then eventually you will go and you will get the justice in the higher courts. But the lower courts are always going to be favorable to the department. Okay, we understand that. And basically, based on that, there was a mistake. Based on that mistake of calculating and other things, this whole thing became a 15 crore thing, which, by the way, we have not given to ED. We have deposited in Bombay High Court, which will eventually 3 crore will be kept still and the balance will come back to the company. But it's a matter of due process of law. So this is in a nutshell, I have given you what is the thing. So neither anywhere we are charge sheeted, neither anywhere is anybody been called and accused or anything like that. So it's a genuine business transaction. Unfortunately, today in India, not only us, but every single hotel company, wherever people from various chit funds have stayed, those people have got either notice to produce documents, and even other people, whosoever have done any kind of business with them. So it is something we have to live with as part of doing business. There's no point in me saying anything on it. But the good part is that natural justice will prevail. It's only about delayed, not denied.
Very nicely explained, sir. And the subsidiary company went through a very bad time through COVID, and now the turnaround is happening, and hopefully future is looking like good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I am very proud of our team, and next year you will be very happy, and I am sure you only will give us the pat on back for the excellent percentage growth. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Manoj Saraf from Kiva Advisor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I had two questions. One was, in the notes to account, there's the NCDs that we had raised of 297 crores. In that, it says the money was used for the company, as well as there was some amount used to the company belonging to the promoters. If you can just share that amount, as well as another question was the operating expenses. Maybe it is already asked that, was there a special one-off in this quarter in the operating expenses, and that should change from the next quarter? And if I can just squeeze one, that if given our EBITDA, can we look at a net debt-free company in the next 2 years?
So, sir, firstly, I think I can assure you that the entire 297 which was there has gone towards repayment of the Kamath Hotels India Limited, and the promoter has not got any money, nor promoter entities have got any money from that. It has entirely gone into the restructuring and the repayment of our lenders. That I can assure you. So, I don't know, I think what you might be referring to is that there are promoters who have got warrants along with the investors, and that basically the promoter is infusing capital into the company. So it is not that the promoter has got anything, the promoter does not need anything. Our whole soul and focus was basically to turn around the company, and all that money has gone into that. So if you have anything particular you want to highlight, you can email it to Smita. .nanda@khil.com, khil.com, and we can also, or you can send it to cs@khil.com. We can check that, because I can assure you that that info of yours is not accurate. Maybe it's a misreading or a misinterpretation. And sir, second question, what was your thing? In short, I was...
The second was that given our EBITDA, can we be net debt positive or net cash in the next 2 years, at the end of next 2 years?
So we, sir, intend to be net positive by latest next year, not even in 2 years from now, because if our guidance, more than our guidance, if our if we beat our guidance, we will, within the next not even 1 year, we should be net positive. So it's a matter of basically now us putting our efforts in the right place, and that's resulting into that. So I think what your expectation from us of 2 years will more than comfortably be achieved.
Excellent. So in the operating expense point, was there a special one-off in this quarter? Because the operating leverage did not really play out, because our top line was flattish, where the, I guess that was because of the Era Hotel sale on a like-to-like basis. But I think, as you mentioned, the like-to-like ARR growth was 8-10%. So maybe just because of the like-to-like. So if you can share the like-to-like ARR growth, maybe if you want, and but more so the operating expenses, was there an exceptional in this quarter?
So, sir, basically the growth, like I mentioned, of Era by Orchid Mumbai was 17% on a year-on-year 9-month basis. Okay, and this is also considering that Era by Orchid was only converted on 1st of July. So only 6 months of that actually is the main growth of Era by Orchid, you know, in terms of its brand change and upgradation. And if I have to say broadly, in terms of the overall perspective, we found that after us doing it in July, there has been a significant jump. The preceding months of July, if I was to compare July to July, that is July 23 to July 22, there was an 18 to 19% jump, 18.5% jump in your July figures. There was a 26% jump in our August ARR. There was a 15.1% jump in our September figure. And in our October, there was a 28.6% jump. So holistically, if you see our overall ARR jump after converting to Era, month on month, if I was to compare to month on month, has been exceedingly well appreciated by the customers and the market, and that's basically what reflection we see. And so I think that answers your question, right?
So the operating expense, is there an exceptional item in this quarter?
Sale, sir, sale of assets. You only answered that. So sale of Era was the exceptional item, sir.
No, no. The operating expenses was. Can you say any amount was exceptional operating expenses?
No, there is no exceptional operating expenses mentioned or accounted for this quarter or last year.
Okay. Why I was asking about the ARR for the consolidated company, because our top line growth was 2.8%. So I was saying that Era must have been that. So if you know, if you can share in the presentation, or if you can share now, what was the ARR of X Era, all the hotels?
Sir, is there in our investor presentation in detail, there is on page 6 is there, sir, of our presentation is one where we've shown the brand launch and the ADR growth of Bhubaneswar Era by Orchid conversion, of Mumbai Era by Orchid conversion, of Nasik also. Nasik, actually, we had a double whammy in the case of Nasik. One is that the company spent approximately 2 crores. On top of that, the company had an EBITDA burden of approximately for 3 months of approximately 1.5 crore. So we have that also double whammy in our this thing. One of the reasons our EBITDA has gone down is because of this conversion, which was majorly there in this month of in these 3 months which shut. So that's why, you know, which Advaita Era, which was earlier Camphotel, was having a profit. But here we did not fire any staff. We relocated them and all our expenses were on. So that's why we did have a double whammy of capex, opex and routine, your normal hotel expenses. But the turnaround of that, like I said, the growth in ARR from 2200 to 37, 36, 4000 is the average it is going. That jump has been fantastic. So that shows confidence that the customers and we have in the brand and they've seen it. So that all is there in our presentation, page 6 onwards, page 7 and various pages. So you can see that there. Sir. It's reported.
I'll take it offline with them. Thank you so much and wish you all the best and we can see the Orchid back to its former.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
All the best.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Trisha Kansara from Molecule. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, sir. My first question was regarding the recent agreement that you signed with Construct Hospitality. So you mentioned that you own 51% of the joint venture that has been formed. But my question is regarding the infusion. So in the first place, Construct will invest around 26 crores. But I wanted to know about the infusion in the second phase. You mentioned the amount, which is 47 crores. But how will this infusion pan out? Will there be any infusion from Kamath end, or the entire infusion will come from the other party? That is my first question.
And your second question?
Yeah. So my second question is regarding warrants. When can we expect the remaining amount of warrants to come? These are my two questions.
So the first question is basically very easy, that we basically are getting this infusion based on which there will be a banquet hall, very large banquet hall. There will be 4 restaurants and there will be 33 rooms active. And there will be a lot of internal accruals generated from this in the 18 months to 24 months that the hotel will take for the second phase of 47 crore rupees. So initially there will be internal accrual generated by the company, by this entity, Mahodadi Palace, of which Kamath Hotels is 51% owner. This internal accrual will be utilized to reduce that 47 down, and the balance subsequent which is there will be a mix of loan and equity infusion to be jointly discussed when that time comes. So we have kept that open-ended, whereby both might either we may put our own equity based on whatever, if its equity is not too much required, or we may take a loan on that entity because it will be a standalone serviceable entity. We don't foresee it to be a very large requirement because the things which I mentioned to you itself will generate a fantastic EBITDA from operations. So that's basically the idea. And to also, sorry, your warrants question. So your warrants, basically, madam, the warrants are due in the next
July 24.
So the warrants are due July 24. So we will have to probably be patient and wait till July 24, because that's as per whatever time as per SEBI guidelines.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you very much. Due to time constraint, that was the last question. I will now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vishal Vittal Kamath for closing comments.
We are very grateful for all of your patient hearing. We would like to continue to answer any queries you may have. You can please feel free to contact us directly at Mr. Nikhil Singh or Smita Nanda ji or us. But especially many of you know our EY team, and they will also be very happy. They know more than me at times because they are more involved. So they will be more prudent in answering whatever questions you have. And we look forward to your continued supports and blessings. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Namaskar.
On behalf of Kamath Hotels India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.